So we begin Be'ezer Hashem, the third perek. Mishem Meso Mutal Lefanov. Potami Kriyat Shema Umenat Fila Umenat Filin Umikol Mitzvos Hamuros Patorah. But this is the famous halacha of an onen that we've discussed in the past. And he is Potav Mikol Mitzvos. The Mishnah goes on to tell us various categories of individuals who are Osek B'mes, and they too, even though they're not the Onein, they're not one of the Zayin Krovim, nevertheless, they too are Potim in a Mitzvah. So we have, for example, the Nosei Amita, those who are in charge of carrying the coffin to the burial, and they have to be replaced at some point, so that's Chilufeyem, Chilufey Chilufeyem. So what's their din as far as mitzvahs are concerned? So the Mishnah distinguishes es shalifnei amita, the es shaliachar amita. And Rashi explains that lifnei amita means those who will anticipate getting their turn to be carried to carry the mess, and those who are acharei hamita, Rashi says they've already had their chance. And they've already fulfilled their mitzvah. And tzorich ben, even though there may be a second round, and it, you know, after the rotation they'll be up for a second round, but nevertheless, right now they're chayovim, they're obligated in the mitzvahs. Then the Mishnah says, Elu v'elu p'turin minat fila. Everybody is potur minat fila. We have to understand why that. And then towards the end of the Mishnah, which is a little bit down the line, we're not going to go into it now. We have the halach of Shura. And who can tell me what the mitzvah is in the case of Shura? What mitzvah are we dealing with?
Nicham
Avim. Excellent.
Can I ask just a question on the wording? If it says they're potter from all the mitzvahs in the Torah, why does it need to say they're potter from Krishna and Tefillah and Tefillah?
That's an excellent question. I'll get back to you on that, but first I want to call to your attention that although Rashi doesn't address your particular question, Michael, he does touch on another question which might be related to your question. And he says the following: Lefishu tarud b'machsheves kvuraso. Rashi wants to address the following question: what is the nature, what is the basis of the p'tur of an onen for all these mitzvahs? And Rashi says, Lefishu tarud b'machsheves kvurasa. He is preoccupied with the burial. And Rashi wants to find a precedent, something that we've had earlier in the second parak of Brachas in this case, where we have this concept called Tarud b'machsheves ha-mitzvah. And the case that Rashi came up with is the Chasan. V'hav yedumya de Chasan, de potu mishim tirda de mitzvah. Now obviously you can ask, what about someone who is Tarud b'rishus? I mean, let's say for example, he suffered a financial loss. So that's the sugya there in the second parak. And the Gemara says it's only because he's involved in a mitzvah. Ubelecht chabad derech, you chayv in the midst of kriyat shema, and other mitzvahs because you're on the derech, your derech. Your derech means for dvar rishus. But if it's for the sake of a mitzvah, is ha'osek b'mitzvah potum in a mitzvah. One mitzvah, once it's picked up, completely negates a chiyuv for another mitzvah. And Rashi here adds another concept here, in order to, in a sense, I would call it to broaden the definition of Osek b'mitzvah, potum in a mitzvah. And he says that he's tarud b'machsheves kvuraso. similar to the case of a chassan who's also tarud. He's tarud in which mitzvah? Because again, this is a man who's marrying a woman who's never been married before. That's called Be'ila Rishon, a Be'ilas Mitzvah. So just like in the case of a chassan who's tarud in Be'ilas Mitzvah, and therefore Osik B'Mitzvah, he's part of a mitzvah, so too, in the case of an Onein, Mishamesa Mutal Fanav, he's tarud in the mitzvah of Kfura, and therefore he's part of a mitzvah. And it would seem to me that the Rambam would support Rashi. I'd like to open up the Rambam in Perek Dalid Mehilchas Kriyat Shema Halacha Aleph. And this is the third paragraph on your page. Misha Yalibo Tarud V'nechpaz L'dvar Mitzvah. He has no room in his heart, in his mind, for distracting himself and picking up a second mitzvah. He's totally focused on the mitzvah that he has. He's tarud v'nechpas. Is potur mikol ha-mitzvahs u'mikriyachma. And the Rambam applies this both to the case of chassan and to the case of misha meisam mutalafana. The Rambam writes, l'ficha chassan shenasa besula potur mikriyachma ad sheyavo leho l'ficha ein daito pnuya. He is completely focused on this mitzvah of Be'ila Rishona.
What is the mitzvah of Be'ila
Rishona?
There is such a mitzvah.
Yeah, there is a mitzvah. Time of the Gaonim, they used to make a bracha on it. And there are all sorts of dinim about the erev and when you can make the bracha and how do you make the bracha.
But is it a mitzvah
d'oraisa? Well, Tosus in Masechet Ksubos on Daf Dalet, that's the famous Sugya Be'ilas Mitzvah, Tosus writes that he's koreis ima bris. So it sounds like what Tosfos is saying is that it's a hechsher mitzvah. It's the first stage in the mitzvah of Piri V'Rivya.
But it's not, because the Gemara says that the Bila Rishona in a Pesula is unlikely to result in a pregnancy.
Right, but he has to make her into a Kli, Tosfos says. And it's after the Pesula and this, that's the first Bila. I mean, the Gaonim seem to assume that the mitzvah is the fact that he doesn't find her a ba'ula. That's what they obligated him in. And the fact that the Gaonim set up a separate bracha for Bila Mitzvah, Bila's Rishona, would seem to indicate that it's not part of Piri V'Rivya the way Tosa says it in Ksubos. But be that as it may, just to kind of focus on, we have enough on our plate without the Sugi Ksubos, but if you comment about a month from now on a Wednesday night, we'll talk more in great detail about the Be'ila Rishona. Yeah. In any event, that's the nature of the game here in Baka. You never know how many people will come to a shiur. You know, one day it's this amount, next day it's the other amount. But you can't despair. You know, you have to be mechazik yourself. All right. So now let's just compare the Rambam to Rashi and see how they both seem to be saying the same thing, at least conceptually. The Rambam says that a person who's tarud b'mitzvah is potur mikol ha-mitzvos. Therefore, says the Rambam, the Chassan, he's tarud b'mitzvah of Be'ila Rishona, and therefore he is potur min ha-mitzvos. That's an halacha aleph of Perek Dalet. Then the Rambam halacha beis says that this principle does not apply to a person who's marrying someone for the second time. She's already been married before. And what's most important to us is the case that the Rambam addresses in halacha gimel, which is our Mishnah, Misha Meslo Mes, Shuchayev L'Sabel Olav, meaning he's one of the relatives, is Potur Mikriyat Shema Ad Sheik Berenu. So once again, the Rambam introduces the concept of Ein Daito Pnuya, or what we call Tirda, and therefore the Rambam, like Rashi, is assuming that the concept here of Potur B'Mitzvah is based on Torah B'Mitzvah. someone who's Torah b'mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah. The Rambam says that in the case of an Ovel before Kvura, who's involved in burying the dead, he is in a situation that we could describe as Ein Daito Pnuya. He's Tarud, and therefore he's potter min a mitzvah. All this is what I call Rashi and the Rambam Ola B'Kana Echad. They all come to the same conclusion pretty much. As we saw in Rashi, Torud b'machsheves kvura, and the Rashi says that like Chassan is Torud b'mitzvah, so too the Rambam says that a person who's Torud b'dvar mitzvah is potim in a mitzvah, and that applies to a Chassan who's marrying a besula and to a person who's obligated in the mitzvah of kvura. But then we take a look at Tosfos. And Tosfos, Dibra Maschel Potter Mikriyachman, it's the second Tosfos in the Perek, says the following. Yerushalmi Mefarish Taimla. Now, those opening words of Tosfos, in my mind, again, you don't have to agree with me, but they give me the impression that although Rashi has already addressed and answered the question of taima, why is it that Misha Mesa Mutufar is potim in a mitzvah, somehow Tosfos is not necessarily satisfied with that. And I'm not sure why, unless Tosfos finds a more far-reaching, or shall we say a more fundamental reason that would be unique to this case. So even though Tosfos could not possibly disagree with Rashi that we have a universal p'tur of Osek b'mitzvah, and that we saw already back in Daf Yud Aleph, the sugya of Osek b'mitzvah, nevertheless, Tosfos thinks that here in this particular context, in the case of Misha Meso Mutal Afanov, there's a more specific halacha principle that operates here, and he found the answer to his question in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is going to give us a new insight into the p'tur of Misha Meso Mutalafan. And what we want to discuss is how the Yerushalmi came to that conclusion and what perhaps are the nafkaminas, the halachic implications to this new reason, this new presentation of the Yerushalmi. Wait, just give me a minute. So that was all just fluff, and now we get to the substance. So what is the substance? Yerushalmi mefarish taima omer av bun ksiv lamantizkar es yitzias mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha yomim shata osek bechayim velo yomim shata osek b'meisim. So there's a new concept here, derived from Gzeiras HaKosav. It's really from a pasuk Yalfusa that the Yerushalmi derives, that a person who is dedicated, he's Osek, not Bechayim, but on that day, he's Osek B'meisim, he is potim in a mitzvah. And I like to understand the nature of this p'tur according to the Yerushalmi. Go ahead, Alan.
I just wanted to clarify, there is a distinction between Osek B'mitzvah and Torah. They're not the same thing.
Okay, that's going to be the bulk of our discussion today, but you'll have to give me a few minutes until we get up to that.
Okay, then?
So now, Rabosai, we're presenting the following thesis. There are two schools of thought to explain our mission, the din of our mission. One school of thought is represented by Rashi and the Rambam. They understand that within the context of Osek b'mitzvah, Potur b'mitzvah, Torah b'mitzvah, and we'll see the nuances and differences later on, the Onen, who's chayav in the midst of Kvura, is potter min mitzvah. On the other hand, we have Tosfos' school of thought, based on the Yerushalmi, that by virtue of especially Yalfusa, there's a p'tur that says, Yomim shatosik b'chayim, on those days you're chayav b'mitzvah. On Yomim shatosik b'meisim, you are potter min mitzvah. And I'd like to try to dip in a little bit deeper here, below the surface, to understand what the nature of this Ptur is according to the Yerushalmi, according to Tosfos. Now, there's a famous sugya in Brachos that we haven't gotten to yet. It's one of the most important sugyas in the third parak of Brachos, called Kavod HaBrios. And the Gemara says that the honor that we have for human dignity is so significant, so central in Halacha, that it's even Docha a Losa Sesha Batorah. Godel Kavod HaBrios she Docha Losa Batorah b'shei v'al taseh. And I'd like to think and investigate the following possibility. I'm just raising this as a possibility. That the Yerushalmi is connecting the halacha of Misha Meso Mutal Lefanov, being potim in a mitzvah, with the halacha of Kavod HaBrios. Why does the Yerushalmi need Gzeiras HaKosuv? The answer is, I believe that there's a gewaltige chiddush here, a pretty revolutionary idea and insight in this Yerushalmi that breaks new ground. I would have said the Kavod HaBrios, if I didn't have this Yerushalmi, only applies to live people, to chayim. The chiddush of this Yerushalmi is that if you're osek b'meisim, that too is an extension, is included under Kavod HaBrios. Kavod HaBrios doesn't only apply as long as a person's neshama is connected to his guf, but even after the neshama leaves the guf of the mess itself needs kavod. And that is the mitzvah of kvura. The person who's related to the mess and now is obligated in the mitzvah of kvura, he cannot be distracted, he shall not be distracted. He will not take up anything other than the mess. And I tell you this because it pains me when I see the relatives get all sidetracked with all sorts of different, pardon the expression, stupidities, you know, when it's meso mutalafanov. Meso mutalafanov means that you are dedicated to the mess to the exclusion of anything else. There's nothing on your radar screen other than the mess. Your overwhelming mitzvah is Kavod HaMess, and that means to bury the mess and anything else that's involved in Kavod HaMess. On that day, when you're obligated for the respect of the mess, you have no right to distract yourself, even with mitzvahs. That's the chiddush of the Yerushalmi. Even with mitzvahs. You'll say, wait a minute, you know, all right, if I have a problem with the stock market, you know, and I have to, you know, my stockbroker is on the phone and he wants to know whether I have to sell or not sell, and he tells me, you know, it's urgent, I got to get you on the phone, and it's before the kvura. So you'll say, all right, kavod shel mess, I'm single-mindedly focused on the mess to the exclusion of anything else. But if I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm accepting God's oneness, God's, you know, sovereign rulership, it's Kabbalah, Salman, Kishmaim, that for sure. No! Even when it comes to mitzvahs, this is what I would like to describe here, this Yerushalmi, that's why I think Tosfos is looking for the Yerushalmi, is to really fine-tune the halach of Osek b'mitzvah patur mitzvah. Osek b'mitzvah patur mitzvah doesn't tell you, you know, which mitzvah is greater than another mitzvah. It doesn't say that mitzvah A that you picked up already, you know, is superior to mitzvah B. I don't know. Maybe mitzvah B is superior to mitzvah A. Mechatesi, I don't know. We never found that osing mitzvah to mitzvah depends upon how I classify the mitzvahs from more severe to less severe, mitzvah kala, mitzvah chamur. No. Even if I'm osing for mitzvah kala, I'm potter from a mitzvah chamur. Here in the Yerushalmi, what we're talking about is setting up kvura and anything that's dedicated to the mess and is coming as superior, as a mitzvah chamura, to such an extent that it is overwhelming. It mushrooms, you know, it doesn't allow any other involvement whatsoever. This is a whole new application of the universal rule of Osek b'mitzvah patur mitzvah. Osek b'mitzvah patur mitzvah says, you know what, you picked up the first mitzvah, finished, you started a job, complete the job, and right now you're potter from other mitzvahs. That's not what the Yerushalmi is saying. Yerushalmi is saying that when it comes to Misha Vesa Mutal Afanav, we're talking about a whole new ballgame. very specific. In this case, and particular to this case, we're setting up a particular mitzvah of Kfuras HaMes as being absolutely supreme, and it doesn't tolerate involvement in any other mitzvahs. And Rabosai, we're ready for the next question. Is there an afkamina between Rashi and the Rambam on the one hand, and Tosis and the Yushalmi on the other hand? What do you say?
Do you have to be one of the seven Avelim?
Right, we're only talking about one of the seven Avelim. The second half of our discussion today will be on the second line in the Mishnah about Nosei Hamita. And we'll see exactly how this all pans out. But we're not ready for Nosei Hamita until we've set up a conceptual structure which allows us to understand the relatives, the Zion Krovim, who are obligated in the midst of Kfura. That's called Misha Mesa Mutu Lefana. Then, once we break, once we are able to define in a very precise way why Misha Mesa Mutu Lefana is part of the mitzvahs, then we're ready for Nosei Hamita. But what's Rabosa and Afkimim? Have you seen the Maram Kovas or you didn't get a chance? If you did, then you could take the words out of my mouth even before I said them. What's going to be the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosis on the Rashi, excuse me, and the Rambam on the one hand, and Tosis on the other hand? Exactly. What happens if a person decides that, you know what, I'm not so tarud, I can focus my attention, I want to distract myself from the mess for just 5 minutes, and I'll recite Kriyat Shema, I'll put on tefillin, put it on, take it off, it'll be great. So here we find the machlokas between Rashi and Tosa. And I'd like to say that this is Lishitasa. Rashi at the end of the Amud, in the Brisa that says about Misha Mesa Mutalafana V'eino Mevarech, which is always the Pella of the experience of Aninus. I hope you've never experienced it, but if you have, you'll agree with me. It's such a shockaroo. And that is, you're about to eat a piece of bread and you don't make a bracha on the bread. You eat it without a bracha. Rashi says, Eino Mevarech, this is two lines up before the end of the Omen, Eino Tzarech Levarech Birkas HaMotzi. When Rashi says Eino Tzarech, how is he defining it? Is he telling us that he's potter min mitzvah, or is he telling us that he's not allowed to get involved in the mitzvah? Is it a ptur or it's an iser? Rashi says Eino Tzarech. What is that, Mitch? That's a ptur. He doesn't have to do the bracha. If he wants to opt, or as you said very well, Alan, he wants to lek for the mitzvah, that's fine. Let him make the bracha. But take a look at Tosfos. The last toast on the page. He says, Pirush Rashi, Eino Zakuk Levarich. Mashmah, he told Pirusho, Diamratza Levarich Rashai. He can take the option in doing so. Umiu, Biushalmi Ka'amar, Imratza Lahachmer, Ein Shomin Lo. Lekach Nira says, Tosus Loma, Di Eino Mevarich, Eino Rashai Levarich. Why does Yushalmi preclude? Why does the Yushalmi prohibit him from taking the option of electing for the bracha? Says the Yushalmi, they kvodo shel mes. Okay, we'll see the rest of the Yushalmi another time, but I want to stop here and enjoy the benefits of this part of the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi is l'shitasa. There's a very definite consistency in the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says the following. If you were dealing with the universal halach of what? Osek b'mitzvah, potter min mitzvah, is your potter min mitzvah. Don't say asol asos mitzvah. Indeed, you may have the option, I don't know, we can think about this, but at least at this point in Rashi, if we're applying the osek b'mitzvah, potter min mitzvah principle to the case of an onei, to the case of Misha Meso, he has the option of deciding that he wants to pick up another mitzvah. But according to the Yushalmi, that the Yushalmi is focused on Yom Shata Osek B'mes, this day is dedicated to the mess, as we said before, to the exclusion of everything else, even mitzvahs. You are focused on the mess because that's the covenant mess that demands singular focus to the exclusion of any other distractions, even mitzvahs, says the Yushalmi and Rashi. Meaning, if I pick up another mitzvah because I decide, you know what? I can do both, I'm Superman, without any loss to the Kfura, or whatever other aspects of Kvod Shel Mes I'm involved in. Like, for example, when I remember my father passed away, so there were the Chevra Kadisha took care of the Kvura, but I got the wonderful job of formulating a Pashkevilla. You know what the Pashkevillas are? I don't know what language that is. Maybe that's Yiddish. I don't know. You know those...
Turkish.
It's Turkish?
In 500 years, the Turks would be there.
Oh, interesting. And that's called a, in modern Hebrew, they call it a moda'at evel. You know, you tell people a little bit about what the loss was, and you tell them where to find, you know, so they gave me that job. And then my brother and I split the job of hespedim. You know, he took half the hesped, I took the other half, I'm just kidding. I mean, we both fed a hesped. And that was my job. Says the Yerushalmi, I can come along and say, you know what, I wrote the Hesped already, you know, and the Chevra Kadisha not ready yet to take out the mess. No such thing. It's a Yom Shata Osek B'Mesim, and that means that Kavod HaMes is all inclusive. It's like being obsessed with something to the exclusion of anything else. So on both sides, we now have a clear cut nafkimina between Rashi and Tosis. Between Rashi and Tosis, and I think to add to Rashi, we would add whose Shita? The Rambam Shita. And I want to show you this inside. The Rambam, at the end of Perek Dalet, Milchus Kriyat Shema, you don't have it on your page, the Rambam says, Kol Misha Potter Mi Likros Kriyat Shema, because the Rambam has dedicated Perek Dalet to all those who are exempt from Kriyat Shema, and at the top of the list is Misha Haya, Meso Mutalafanov, is the Rambam says in Ratzalahachmir al Atzmo, Velikros, what should be the next word in the Rambam? Kore. The Rambam says he's allowed to read Kriyachma Vahu Shatiya Daitim Yushevasov. So if he could be Miyashiv is Das, the Rambam says that he's allowed to read Kriyachma. The Rambam doesn't have the problem that Tosus has. Why is Tosus objecting to a person opting for Kriyat Shema? He says, ich bin azar fruma, I can be focused on my Kriyat Shema. The answer is, because the Rambam doesn't have the Yerushalmi. The Rambam is operating within the classical context of Osek B'mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. That's why the Rambam opens up Perek Dalid by telling us, Osek B'mitzvah Potter Mitzvah, Misha Yolibo Torah V'nechpas L'dvar Mitzvah Potter, tear the patism up. Okay, he's part of a mitzvah, but let's say he can overcome his tirda for 5 minutes. The Rambam says he's allowed to do so. And the Rambam applies that to Halacha Gimel as well, because the Rambam has Halacha Gimel, Misha Meslo Mes, as a subcategory, if you will, an application of the general principle of Osek B'mitzvah, Potter B'mitzvah. So Rabosai, next time they ask you this question, and it's very, very relevant, can an Onein decide that he wants to do a mitzvah? And your answer should be the following, that according to Rashi the Rambam, if he wants to, Tov Olav Bracha. But according to Tosus, based on the Yerushalmi, when we have a specific halacha in mess, it's a ptur that's derived from this Gzeiras HaKavod, he's Osek B'mess, then there's no toleration. He has zero toleration. There's no room for mitzvahs. You can tell me, well, no loss, and I can focus, irrelevant. That's the din of Kvodo Shel Mes. It's a very fundamental din of Kvodo Shel Mes.
The Tosus should be over a bracha batala if you make a bracha.
That's right.
And what's halacha in Shabbat?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance. This sugya, by the way, making the transition from Perek Beis of Brachas to Perek Gimel, has been a very rough challenge for me. In fact, I was going to do it on Monday, but I couldn't. So we had an Agadah Tashir a little bit on Monday. If you remember, we spoke about the Malachi Asharis. For those of you, I hope you got something out of it. So I didn't get a chance to look in Shulchan Aruch, but you know what, Yechiel? Maybe you can look in, again, it's hard to find in the Mishnah Brura, although it probably is in the Mishnah Brura, but you can look in, I think it should be Shin Pei Gimel in Yoredeya, if you could open it up. That's the Sima that's dedicated to an Onim. Actually, you could look here on the side. Let's just see what he says here. Gimel.
They have it straight, line
for line. Okay. Oh, he says here that we should look in our Chaim Simon Kuf Vav and in Yoredeya Simon Shin Mem He and Kuf Tzadi Tes. So you have three different Simonim where you could look and see if you find something in the Mishnah Berurah in our Chaim, or if not, maybe in the Shach and Taz in Yoredeya. But Rabbi said, before I forget, because again, I really I really built this up logically, step by step. I want to show you an interesting Rashi back in the sugya of Osek B'mitzvah Potev N'mitzvah. Did I say Yishalmi just now? What did I say?
Rashi.
Yeah, something in Rashi. I meant to say Rashi. In the sugya on Daf Yud Aleph of Ubalechtecha Vaderech, the Gemara quotes a braisa on Daf Yud Aleph, B'shivtecha V'secha Ubalechtecha Vaderech. And the Gemara derives two different halachos from these two different psukim. One from B'shivtecha V'secha and the other from Balechtecha Vaderech. And I think that Rashi is bothered. He doesn't spell out the question. Why is it necessary to have two derivations? The first derivation is called Osek B'mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah. The second one is Chasan Potem Mikriyat Shema, and the Braisa goes in and qualifies that when he's marrying a Besu. Now, before we look at Rashi, which would be three paragraphs up before the end of your page, I want to ask a general question with regard to Osek B'mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah. And here's my question to you. Does this principle of Osek B'mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah apply only to the case where he's actually being Osek B'mitzvah, meaning to that moment in time, or that hour in time, when he is befo'al implementing the Mitzvah? And in the light of this question, I would like to go back to our Mishnah and read the Mishnah one more time. The Mishnah says, Misha meso mutol lefanov is potter, etc., etc. Then the Mishnah goes on to discuss the cases of nosei hamita and the shura, the omde b'shura, were there to be menachem the ovel. Is it possible, again, I'm thinking out loud with you, that the opening line in this Mishnah, Misha meso mutol lefanov, really supplies us with an answer to that question? Again, let's reiterate the question. Does he have to be Osek Mamish in the Mitzvah in order to be Potem in the Mitzvah? What does the Mishnah seem to indicate? No. The Mishnah says, Meso Mutal Lefanov. It doesn't say that it's 24-7, he's continuously involved in the actual Kvuras HaMes. The Mishnah seems to assume that the Din of Misha Meso Mutal Lefanov means that since he has the obligation to bury the dead, he has a incumbent upon him is the Chovas Kvura, that itself, in the case of the Zion Krovim, is enough to potter him from the Mitzvah, even if right now, at this particular moment, he's not burying the dead. Later on, we'll get to the cases of Nosei Hamita and Om Dibishur, we'll see that they are actually involved in burying the dead. There, the principle of Osek B'mitzvah Potem Mitzvah is much more limited, much more restricted, and it only applies when he is involved in the Mitzvah. Okay then, we'll get to that in just a minute. But I think I found a source in the Rishonim for this premise that Misha Meso Mutal Lefanov is not necessarily being Osek B'mitzvah. And this is the Rashi in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph. Again, Rashi's not talking about Misha Meso Mutal Lefanov. He's talking about a Chasan. And Rashi says the following: why do we need two drashos, two yalfusos? One for Osek B'mitzvah Potem Mitzvah, and a second one, B'lechcha B'derech Prat L'chosan. Says Rashi, Afal Gav D'chosan Nami Osek B'mitzvah Hu, and therefore I don't need a special pasuk B'lechcha B'derech. It's already included in the general derivation of B'shivtcha B'secha Sheves Shal Rishus as opposed to Sheves Shal Mitzvah. Ilav Kro Yisera. Rashi gives the following brilliant insight. He said, we could not derive our conclusion about Chasan without a special, separate Yalfusa. The came in the Osek B'mitzvah Loksiv B'kro B'hejal Mi'uta B'almahu the Darshina Mi'Beisecha Matina Minei Osek B'mitzvah says Rashi Matina Minei Osek B'melechas HaMitzvah. Please underline that word B'melechas HaMitzvah the Ika Tirda. In other words, what's Melechas HaMitzvah? The physical involvement in the mitzvah. If I'm implementing a mitzvah, then I'm potter. Chasan, says Rashi, is a whole new concept. And what is that? Ditirda de machshava bi'almahu. He's not actually involved in the bi'ilah at this particular moment. The chasan is potter in a mitzvah because he's tarud b'mitzvah. And that expands the principle of Osek B'mitzvah to include cases, situations. Chosin is now the prime example where, although now at this moment he's not actually involved physically in implementing the mitzvah, but nevertheless he is mechuyev in the mitzvah. And once he's mechuyev in the mitzvah, he's tarud B'mitzvah. Whenever there's a chiyuv mitzvah with a tirda, that, says Rashi, is derived from the pasuk Belech Chavaderech. Now take that Rashi and combine it with our Rashi at the very beginning of Perek Misha Mesa Mutu Lefonov. Rashi says, Lefisha hu tarud v'machsheves kfu raso. To the same extent that we saw the Belech Chavaderech breaks new ground and expands the principle of Osik Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. For the Ptur is not just limited to Osik B'Melechas HaMitzvah, when Befal is actively involved in the Mitzvah, but the expansion includes even when he's not involved in the Mitzvah, but he's Torah B'Chiyuv HaMitzvah. He has a Mitzvah that's incumbent upon him, which engenders a state of Tirda. Says Rashi, Hayo Libo Torud B'Machsheves Kfu Raso, therefore he's Potter Mitzvah HaMitzvah. No, but Rashi's talking about the Mishnah. He doesn't tell me that this is derived from a special pasuk, and it's not to be included in the universal principle of Osek B'Melechas HaMitzvah, says Rashi, Favidubya de Chasan. That's why Rashi wants to quote Chasan here. It really bothered me. Why did Rashi feel compelled in this particular context to mention a Chasan? Yeah, he's going from one extreme to the other extreme. You know, here we talk about the burial, and now you talk about dancing for the chassan. From sadness and grief to joy and exhilaration. How did Rashi combine these two? The answer is because Rashi wants to tell you that within the constellation of Osek B'mitzvah Potter Mitzvah, we're breaking new ground. Rashi is not going to go as far as Tosis in the name of Yerushalmi and say there's a whole new concept here that has nothing to do with Osek B'mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. It's a separate halach of Protames. That Rashi doesn't recognize. But Rashi wants to recognize that within the constellation of Osek B'mitzvah Potter Mitzvah, we have a brand new category with its own derivation. Where do I see in Rashi that it's a brand new category with its own derivation? Because otherwise, why is Rashi quoting Chasam? And now put the Rashi in Daf Yud Aleph together with this Rashi on Yud Zayin, and it really is all of a konechad. Rashi on Daf Yud Aleph is telling me I need a special pasuk to establish that a chassan is potter because he's not involved in the Melechas HaMitzvah. Ella what? He's tarud b'mitzvah. The tirda that's engendered by the chovas HaMitzvah is enough to exempt him from mitzvahs, says Rashi, in light of that new drasha, in which we expanded Osek B'mitzvah Potunitz to include Hatarud B'mitzvah Mishum Shu Chayav Ba, and that's why Chasim B'lech Kovaderech is Potun. Now we can understand our Mishnah that Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanav is Tarud B'mitzvah Kvura, and therefore he's Potun B'mitzvah, even though right now he's not befall actively involved in bearing the mitzvah. You feel?
Yeah, we understood that. You know, also when we look at the Rashi, but the problem is it doesn't fit well with the way the Gemara presents it on Daf Yud Aleph, because the truth is that between the two Limudim of Shem Tchol Veisach and Lech Kovaderech, the Gemara should have said the first one, the Shem Tchol Veisach Prat Le Osek B'mitzvah, here's a binyanav, a general rule called Osek B'mitzvah. Lech Kovaderech Prat Le Tar B'mitzvah, a general rule of binyanav, but it doesn't, it gives a specific case. So Rashi's saying, no, it's not a specific case. It's right. A general rule. But it really doesn't flow with the words very well.
All right. That's a good error. I don't know. Rashi says that, you know, the case of Chasan in that Brisa is a unique case. It's true that now we're expanding it to one other case, but keep in mind, even if you have two cases, if you equate one and the other, you know, it's really not. It's not a very common or universal kind of halacha here. The concept of Torud B'mitzvah right now, again, maybe you'll disprove me down the line, is limited to two cases. In the Brice, it's the case of a chasan. In Rashi, here in Brachas Yud Zayin, it's got another case, namely Misha Meso Mutal Lefano. But I don't know of a third case right
now. Well, we were thinking about that. Mish came up with the...
It's not a mitzvah.
Well, I don't know what you guys have a problem. I'm not privy to this. Right, so that's what the Gemara says. I could be tarred in Svinasa Koveli. I mean, since that's Tirda the Rishos. So in Tirda the Mitzvah, which is now going to expand to Osek Mitzvah, even when I'm not actually befall involved in the Mitzvah, I only right now know of two cases. So you can could always ask, you know, why did the Braisa mention Chosin and not mention Misha Mesa Mutal fun of? That's a Ha'or. But to say Misha Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah when the Braisa recognizes only one case, that's not a Kash. The Kash might be, why didn't the Braisa also add a footnote here of Misha Mesa Mutal fun? But Enochinami, I think according to Rashi, especially the way Rashi says Dumi the Chosin, the Braisa should have really said the following. That's what I think Rashi is telling us here. Why it was left out of the Braisa, thus a cash.
But isn't it very possible? There's a very, very strong distinction between Torah and Osik B'Mitzvah, in that Osik B'Mitzvah is much more general than Torah is. In that maybe if Torah is only a patur in those mitzvahs that require a special amount of concentration, so to speak, like tefillah, like tefillin, which are the ones, the examples that they give.
Well, I would have agreed with you, Alan, but right now I'm boxed in by the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah goes on to say, "Umikol mitzvahs hamuris b'Torah." And that was Michael's question before. Why didn't you just say Mikol Mitzvah Saburis B'Torah? In a sense, the ratio of the Mishnah is sort of misleading because it seems to take us down Alan's pathway that maybe it's only these mitzvahs that have a special halach of Kavanah. But no, the Mishnah went out of its way to tell me Mikol Mitzvah Saburis B'Torah. You may remember that we discussed the question of Chinuch. And in that context, we said that perhaps the Rambam Shita is that there's no mitzvah of Chinuch, even though Chinuch, according to Rambam, is incumbent upon the child. Right? Not just on the father, the way Rashi has it. But we said that there might be exceptions to the rule when the kavana is essential to the mitzvah. And we gave examples like Kriyat Shema, Tefillin, Tefillah. Remember Tefillin, we spoke about Shmiras Tefillah. I don't know if you remember any of these discussions that we had. And then the Mishnah says that we call mitzvah Saburis B'Torah. According to Tosfos, it's a lot smoother. Because Tosfos is saying that any distraction from the Kvod HaMes undermines the Kvod HaMes. So certainly it should be called Mitzvah Saburis B'Torah. But all I'm trying to say to you now, Rabosai, and let's limit our discussion to this question right now. And that is, does Osek B'Mitzvah Potem Mitzvah apply only when he's involved in implementing the Mitzvah? Or does it go beyond that? And the answer is, it all depends on which din you're talking about. If you're talking about the din of Chasan, if you're talking about the din of Misha Mesa Mutalafan, the answer is it is not limited. It expands beyond the Osek B'Malechas HaMitzvah. And that's Rashi here and Rashi Eliel on Daf Yudaf. If on the other hand you're talking about Osek B'Mitzvah, Potem Mitzvah classically, then you're Potem Mitzvah as long as you're being Osek B'Mitzvah. But we can't go beyond that. And therefore, Rabosai, I would submit to you that the Misha Mesa Mutafav is not right now involved in the Maisa Kvura, and yet he's Potter. And the Chassan is not right now involved in the Maisa Bilus Mitzvah, and yet he's Potter. That's this new ground derived from Belech Chavaderech of Tarud, the Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah itself, once it's incumbent upon him, is a Mitzvah that engenders a tirdu of the Mitzvah, and that potters him up. Could he come along, according to Rashi and the Rambam, and say, well, right now, at this moment, I'm not Tarud B'Mitzvah, and therefore I can read Kriyat Shema, etc., etc.? The answer is yes. And that's what we saw both in the Rambam and in Rashi, Dibra Maschil, the Eino Mevorech. Oh. Now, Rabosa, if you'll let me continue, I want to discuss with you the Me'iri, I think, in two places, supports our approach that this din of Osek B'Mitzvah as it applies to Chasan and to Misha Mason Mutufov does not require that he's actually being Osek B'Mitzvah. The Me'iri here in our sugya, I'm sorry, the Me'iri in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph says Chasan Akonis Asabsulu Hu Potem Mikriyat Shema Af Bizman She'eino Osek B'Nisuin. In other words, the Me'iri understands that Chasan and Be'ilas Mitzvah is part and parcel of the Mitzvah of Nisuin, and right now he's not involved in the Mitzvah of Nisuin. If you take a look at the Me'iri in the famous Sugya of Osek B'Mitzvah Potem Mitzvah, which is in Sukkah Chaf Hei on the bottom of your page, he says, "Af leinyan kriyat shma amru shosek b'mitzvah potu mimena vachasim potu bavolomishum shosek b'mitzvah." Not because at this moment he's involved in Be'il, or he's setting up the Chuppah or something along that line. Shin Kane, if you would limit the Ptur of Chasan to the moment that he's physically involved in implementing the Mitzvah, Kane Lo Etzrichu Lavio Chasan Mipasim Bifnei Atmo. Why do we need a special drasha? Ratzalom Belechav Ader Prat LeChasan Shari Osek B'Mitzvahu Kigon Shaholech Lichnos O Osek Adayim B'Mitzvahs Knisa. The answer is that the chiyuv, the breakthrough here of Chasan, is that itself, the chiyuv itself, patters him up, even if he's not right now involved in the mitzvah. Good. So now, Rabosai, let's go on to the second half of our discussion today. And that is the din of Nosei Hamita. Now keep in mind, as Michael pointed out very well earlier, we're not talking about the Zayin Krovim anymore. So the din of Misha Mesa Mutal of Bein Lefi Rashi and the Ramba, which is a unique halacha of Tirda de Mitzvah, or Bein Lefi Tosis and then Yishalmi, it's a unique halacha of Kvod HaMes. This is not the case with regard to other people who come to involve themselves in burying the dead. And therefore, the halacha should require, in the case of Nosei HaMes, that they're actually involved b'fo'al in carrying the dead. And that is the application of Osek B'Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. However, let's take a look at the Mishnah once again. It says, Nosei HaMita, Eshelifnea mita, tzorech bahem, pturim. The Esheli achara mita, tzorech bahem, chayovim. Now, let's go slowly. Just 1 second, I had something else that I wanted to tell you. I wrote myself a note. I wanted to point out, again, I'm sorry, I'm injecting something before we get to Nosei HaMita. We said that Rashi and the Rambam are one shita. Actually, that's not so. Because Rashi, with regard to Torah v'machsheves kvuroso, v'havidumya d'chasan, is talking about not osik b'mitzvah potemitz of b'shalbacha, excuse me, b'shivtcha v'secha, but the osek b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah v'lechtcha v'derech. That's not so in the Rambam, because if you go back to the Rambam a second time, the Rambam writes, Mishay libo torud v'nechpaz l'dvar mitzvah, potter mikol mitzvos u'mikriyat shma. So the Rambam seems to assume that, because this is where the Rambam defines the principle of Osek B'Mitzvah Potter B'Mitzvah, that Osek B'Mitzvah Potter B'Mitzvah itself is because of Libo Torud, V'Nechpaz L'Dvar Mitzvah. Do you follow my point? In other words, the Rambam would seem to assume that, whereas Rashi has two tiers, two gradations, he's got Osek B'Mitzvah Potter B'Mitzvah, and then he has Torud b'tir de machshevas mitzvah, the Rambam seems to identify the p'tur of osek b'mitzvah potem b'mitzvah of kol haTorah kula as torud b'tir de machshevas mitzvah.
Why do you say that?
Because the Rambam, take a look, I want to show you two proofs. First of all, the Rambam says Misha yatorud libo torud v'nefas var mitzvah potem kol mitzvahs. He's not talking about chasam. He's talking about this is the Rambam of Osek B'Mitzvah Potter B'Mitzvah. But if you'll doubt my proof, then take a look at Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, "Aval Nosei Es HaBu'ula," he's marrying a woman who's already been married. Okay, so he's Chayv Likros, correct? Oh, so you'll tell me he's Chayv Likros because he's not Osek B'Mitzvah, right? But look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Afal Pisha Osek B'Mitzvah." He is Osek B'Mitzvah. Chayv, says the Rambam. Hoil the ain davashim evalbil daita. In other words, the Rambam takes the concept of ain daitu priya bilbil das or kol tirda, whatever you want to call it, and he applies it universally throughout all the cases of Osek B'mitzvah, Potter Mitzvah. For example, in the case of a man who's getting married, and it doesn't matter right now whether he's marrying a B'sula or an Almana, he's being Mekayim the Mitzvah of marriage. Even a man marries a woman who's been married before, we're not going to rob him of the Mitzvah of Nisuin, Ki Yikach Yishisha. But nevertheless, the Rambam says that he's not Potter from Kriyat Shema unless he's Torah B'mitzvah. So again, I'm not saying that there's a nafkamina between the Rambam and Rashi. For example, I believe that the Rambam would say that no say hamita, no less than misha mesa mutaf on the zayin krov machayev and kfura. In both cases, there is a principle of osek b'mitzvah potim in a mitzvah. The only difference between Rashi and the Rambam is the following: in the case of no say hamita, why? Or what is the nature of the p'tur of Kriyat Shema, etc., etc.? According to Rashi, the nature of that p'tur is that they are being osek b'mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's because they are tarred b'mitzvah. In other words, whereas Rashi plugs in osek b'mitzvah, potur b'mitzvah, as a universal rule, with the exception of two cases, chasan and Misha Mesa Mutal, the fun of the Zion Krovim in the midst of Kfura. Those are the only two exceptions where Rashi, engenders a new category called Torah B'mitzvah. And those two cases are derived from a special Gzeres HaKosuv of Belech Chavaderech. The Rambam understood that the concept of Tirda B'mitzvah is the very essence of Osek B'mitzvah, Potter B'mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't have two tiers. Which means the following, again, it's only a conceptual difference, but I want you to keep it in mind. When we get to, for example, the second part of the mitzvah, of the Mishnah, of Nosei Hamita, which we said is a classical case of Osek B'mitzvah, Potem B'mitzvah, which means that according to Rashi, we're going back to the universal Osek B'mitzvah, Potem B'mitzvah, and we're not applying this concept of Tarud B'tirda B'mitzvah, it's just that he is Osek B'mitzvah, and right now, he's involved in burying the dead. Rambam, on the other hand, would say that Nosei Esamita is a p'tur of Tirda the Mitzvah. But why is it a p'tur of Tirda the Mitzvah? Because the Rambam identifies Osek B'mitzvah, Potter the Mitzvah as a universal din with Tarud B'tirda the Mitzvah. So again, Rashi is going to limit this definition of Tarud B'tirda the Mitzvah to two cases. And Rashi has a special derivation for that. The Rambam, on the other hand, holds that Tarud B'tirda the Mitzvah is not limited to two cases, but rather defines the very application of Osek Mitzvah, Potter Mitzvah as a universal rule. And therefore the Rambam says in the case of Nosei Salmana, Afal Pisha Osek B'mitzvah, he's not Tarud B'mitzvah, he's Chayev to read Kriyat Shema. Okay, I'm just, again, Rabosa, I don't have enough kamina for you, but I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Does the Rambam fit with the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph, or the Gemara has two derivatives?
Correct, the Rambam now has to go back to the drawing board and ask himself the following question. If the Shivtuch of Vesecha, which applies even to an Almana, is a case of Taru, then only if that condition of Tirda is met do you apply, right? That's the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Dal Kol. And the Rambam says that Almanis doesn't fit that description. It's not according to the Rambam. I don't see why you need a Belech Avaderech as a special Gzeres HaKos. Okay, so that's a good question. But I'm just saying I don't believe that there's an afkamina between Rashi and the Rambam. In our Mishnah, but whether it's Rashi or the Rambam, the case of Nosei Amita is Osek B'mitzvah, Potem in a mitzvah. Okay? Fine. Again, Rashi would say because he's Osek B'mitzvah, and the Rambam would add because he's Torah B'tirda the mitzvah, because that's how the Rambam identifies and defines Osek B'mitzvah. Okay, fine. Now, Rabosai, I want to ask the following question. If according to Rashi, Nosei Hamita are p'turim because of Osek B'mitzvah, Potem in a mitzvah, what question do I now have to ask? Tosfos says that our Mishnah, in the name of Yishalmi, is talking about a different type of tour. Not the tour of Osek B'mitzvah, Potter B'mitzvah, but rather the tour of Yom Shata Osek B'chaim, V'lo Yom Shata Osek B'mesim. where do I fit Nosei Hamita according to Tosfos? Yesh Lachkar. This is a classical Brisker Hakir, Yeshivish Hakir. It's either A or B. One possibility is to say that even the Nosei Hamita fit into this Gzeres HaKos, so this description that you show me as Yom Shata Osek B'Mason. The other way is to say it name. Yom Shata Osek B'Mason is limited to Misha Meso Mutul Farif to the Zion Krov. Right. Nosei Hamita is nothing more than a case in point of Osek B'Mitzvah Potter in this case of Kavod HaMes. But again, there are two ways of defining Nosei Hamita Pturim Min HaKriyat Shema, etc. One is to say that Nosei Hamita is an extension of the Reisha of the Mishnah. It's another case in point of the Reisha, which according to Tosis is this separate unique Ptur of Yom Sha'osek B'Meis. The other way is to say it, no. Reisha Lechud and Seifa Lechud, whereas the Reisha is identifying the Ptur as a Ptur of a very unique singular nature. Yom Shata Osek B'Mesim is Patur. The case in the Seifa of Nosei Hamita fits into the universal category of Osek B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. And I want to mention a Nafkamina as we go along. You're already thinking, I'm sure, of Nafkaminas, but before we get to that, I want to suggest the following. If we were to postulate that Nosei Hamita, that Nosei Hamita is also a ptur of this Gzeres HaKosu, then I'm going to have to say bedochak that there is a difference between the two, between Misha Meisa Mutulfanam and Nosei Hamita. Misha Meisa Mutulfanam, we said, is patur even when he's not actually involved in burying the dead. But in the case of Nosei Hamita, they are only patur when they're actually involved in carrying the dead to burial. Haraya, the Mishnah is going to say, Me'achorav is patur.
But Lefanav isn't
that. Okay, we'll get to Lefanav. Alan, believe me, I've been putting in a lot of work into this. You know, don't just blow me out of the water. I may be a slouch, but not that big. You know, but I'm just saying. Let's take the case of Achorei Hamita, right? The Achorei Hamita are going to get their turn, and nevertheless, they are chayav in all the mitzvahs. Correct. So you see that in order to apply the principle of Osek B'Mitzvah Potur Min HaMitzvah, you need to be involved in the Nesiyas Hamita. Again, we'll get to Lifnei HaMes in a minute. I haven't forgotten about Lifnei HaMes, but just focus for 1 minute your attention on Me'achorei Hamita. So if I go with the other interpretation of Tosfos, that Nosei Hamita is the classical application of Osek B'Mitzvah Potur Mitzvah, let's call it the splintering approach, and we splinter the Mishnah and fragment it into two parts. There's Misha Mesa Mutul Fad of category number one, the Yerushalmi says he's Osei, it's Yom Shosek B'Misa. And Nosei Hamita's category number two of Osek B'Mitzvah Potur Min HaMitzvah, then I understand very well why Nosei Hamita are only potur when they're befoal carrying the coffin. But if I go with the other definition of Tosfos, that Tosfos would extend the Yerushalmi of Yom She'ata Osek B'Mason even to the case of Nosei Hamita, I don't want to fragment the Mishnah, I want to unite the Mishnah and integrate it into one whole, then I have a little bit of a problem. It's not a major problem, but I have to say that even within the context of Yom She'ata Osek B'Mason, there are two different levels. There's one level that's limited to the Zion Krovim, and that level means that they have a single-minded obsession with Kavod HaMes that doesn't allow anything else. And it doesn't matter whether before right now they're being Osek B'Mes or not. Whereas the case of Osek B'Nesiyas Ha'aron Hamita, that case means that they get the status of Osek B'Mesim, Yom Shata Osek B'Mesim, only if and when they're actually involved in the Siyas HaMita. Meaning, let me explain it this way. When you have a Chovas Kvura, that means the entire day is a day of Osek B'Mason. When you're a Nosei HaMes, you're Osek B'Mason, and we can apply this Ptur and the Gzeres HaKosuv of the Yushalmi, but only as long as you're Osek B'Mason. And therefore, those who are Achorei HaMes, even though they're still very much involved in carrying the mitas, we'll soon see, but nevertheless, they cannot apply this Ptur. It would be a lot smoother if we assume the fragmented approach to the Mishnah, as we said before. Okay, fine. Now, I have to ask you the following question. Before we get to the discussion about Lifnei Ames and Me'achorei Ames in Nosei Ames, I want to fast forward to the case of Shura. And I'm deliberate in this sequence. In the case of Shura, the Mishnah says the following. Where am I? Just 1 second. Ha'omdim b'shura, says the Mishnah, it depends. Ha'pnimim pturim, v'hachitzonim chayov. Now, Rabosai, when we speak about shura, and we're talking about what mitzvah? Nichum avelim, then it would seem to be a dover pashut. At this point, in Nosei Amita we vacillated, but when we get to Omdin Beshura and Nichum Avelim, it's Pshita that we're not dealing with the Yushalmi. Because what's the goal of Nichum Avelim? Does it have anything to do with the dead? No, it has to do with the live, the living people, the Avelim. That's called Kvar HaChayim. Is Memela Rabosai, in the case of Shura, Omde B'Shura, there's only one possible definition of the Ptur, of the Pnimiyim. We'll get to the Chitzonim, but let's talk about the Pnimiyim. And that is what? Osik Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. Right now, I'm being Menachem the Ovel. I may be in the Chitzonim, you know, I'm online over here, and I'll get my turn, but until I get to the front of the line, I'm certainly not being Osik B'Mitzvah. And again, according to the Rambam, it's poshut, because according to the Rambam, Osik B'Mitzvah means Tirda the Mitzvah. So he's not Tirda the Mitzvah, the Schitzoni. He's in the back row. According to Rashi, we're dealing with Osik B'Mitzvah, Potur the Mitzvah, without Tirda the Mitzvah. It's a classical example, because Rashi limits Tirda the Mitzvah to Misha Mesa Mutalifano. That has no application to the Shura, the Omdi B'Shura. Therefore, Osik B'Mitzvah, Potur Mitzvah is only when he's Osik B'Molechas HaMitzvah. So therefore, the distinction between the Chitzonim and the Pnimiyim is beautiful, Bein L'Rashi and Bein L'Tosus. L'Rashi, it's because we're applying the classical standards of Osik B'Mitzvah, which limit me only to the moment that I'm Osik B'Molechas HaMitzvah, and the Chitzonim are not. According to Tosfos, this cannot be considered Yom Shata Osek B'Mesim, because he's not being Osek B'Mesim at all. He's being Osek B'Chayim. The mitzvah is Nichum Avelim, which is a mitzvah of what? Of Kavod HaChayim. Beautiful, no? Okay. But here's where I get into trouble. The Chitzonim are not just hanging there because it's a sunny day and they want to take a sunbath. Why are the Chitzonim floating around over here? They're waiting for their turn, correct? Oh. Now we have to go back to the Rishon, to the case of Nosei Amita. Rashi says that in the case of Nosei Amita, the Mishnah differentiates between Esha Lifnei Amita and Esha Achorei Amita. Says Rashi, who's the Lifnei Amita? See, the Mishnah doesn't say Esha Nosei Es Amita, it says Lifnei Amita. Rashi says Lifnei Amita Im Tzrichim La Seso. In other words, I'm sorry. Esha Lifnei Amita, Rashi says, she is Askubo Kishetagia Hamita Etzlam. Rashi says that the Lifnei Amita guys are not carrying the dead. What are they doing? They're waiting for their turn. I don't understand. what's the difference between the chitzonim in the shura case at the end of the Mishnah, who are waiting for their turn and they're chayav in mitzvahs, and the noseh amita shelifnei amita, which Rashi identifies as those who are waiting, she is asku bokshtagia hamita lehem, they are anticipating being noseh amita, but right now they're not being noseh amita before. So Alan, this is your question from before, but I think I'm asking it better than you. In other words, what I'm showing is that there's a stira b'nei bay in the way Rashi interprets our Mishnah. Because Rashi in the Sefer with regard to Shura tells us that the Chitzonim are now waiting their turn to be Menachem Avelim and for Desfeg, and even so the Chayav in the mitzvahs. And Rashi says in the case of Nosei Hamita, even though they will be Nosei Hamita, but yet they haven't yet gotten their turn to be Nosei Hamita, and they're part of the mitzvah. So why not say that the Chitzonim in the case of Shura should likewise be part of the mitzvah, because they're anticipating their turn to get up to the front. To the front of the line. So again, let's just try to summarize this. Okay, I wrote myself a note here, so I would like to summarize this. Okay, Rashi says that in the case of Omdim Bishura, when they are involved in Nichum Avelim, right, which is clearly not similar to Misha Meso Mutulafonim. As we said before, Bein LaRashi, Bein LaTosfos, the only way we can explain the Mishnah of Omdim Bishura is with the principle of Osek B'mitzvah Potum in a Mitzvah. It's not a Yom Shata Osek B'mesim, according to Tosfos, he's Osek B'chaim. And according to Rashi, he's not Torah B'tirud in the Mitzvah because he's not Chayev in the Mitzvah of Kfura. He's Chayev in the Mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. That's a classical Mitzvah. That's not Kfura. Rashi identifies Kfura as a special Mitzvah. And according to the Rambam, it's Osek Mitzvah Potum in a Mitzvah without Tirud in the Mitzvah up until the moment that he gets his chance to be Menachem Avelim. So there's no reason in the world why the Chitzonim should be Potum in a Mitzvah. The Pnimiyim are Potum in a Mitzvah, Midin Osek B'mitzvah, but that requires the fall, that they're actually involved. The Chitzonim are waiting their turn, they're not involved. And therefore there's no Osek B'mitzvah, Potum in a Mitzvah. That's beautiful. But the problem is, how do I compare and contrast the case of the Chitzonim in the Shura with the case of Eshel Lifnei Amita in the case of the Reish of Nosei Amita? Why is it that the Chitzonim are waiting in the Shura, anticipating their turn at the front of the line to be Menachem Avelim or Chayev in Mitzvahs, whereas in Lifnei Amita, who are anticipating, says Rashi, their opportunity to carry the coffin, they are Pturim in a Mitzvah?
Why can't you use the distinction of the Mishnah itself? It's Tzarechbe. Even the Mishnah says not everybody is going to eat this butter, only Tzarechbe.
No, Tzarechbe simply means that we'll need them, you know.
But does that not imply that someone's Lifnei Mita she'ain Tzarechbe hamis chayev in creation? Can you draw that conclusion?
Well, yeah, let's say, for example, the Beit HaLevayot is here, and the Makom Kfur is here, and just X number of people are needed to bring the coffin from here to here, and not Y number of people.
And so it's not a function of the individual, whether he wants to be Osek B'Kfur Samita, it's whether or not they will need it to be Osek B'Kfur Samita.
No, I'm asking a different question, Yechiel. I don't know if we're on same page. I'm granting to you that we'll need him, but right now we don't need him. He's waiting online for his turn. Why is the case of the Shura, where he's waiting online for his turn, once he gets to the front of the line, the Mishnah says explicitly, he's part of it. But you're telling me, but he's on the back of the line, he's not up to the front of the line. In the case of Nosei Amita, you have an exact parallel case. We're waiting online. Right now, the mess is being well tended to, but we're going to have a switchover. It's a heavy thing. So when you get your turn, then you'll be Potmin's name. The Mishnah says that since we anticipate that you will have a turn and you're waiting patiently for your turn, you're Potmin a mitzvah. Why not apply the same thing to the Omdim Bishura? That's what I don't understand. The Omdim Bishura is also waiting patiently, anticipating his opportunity to get to the head of the line of be Mekayim's mitzvah.
There's no need. There's no sorrow for him by the Shura. You want to be mitzvah.
Oh, I don't know. Yechiel, that I don't want to say. You know, Nicham Avelim means that every person who's Menachem the Avel adds something.
So, I mean, so, but
there's no such thing as a cap.
Saying,
you know, let's take 5 Menachemim, 100 Menachemim, 1,000 Menachemim, and that's it. Close the doors.
So
we will only close the door after Shiva is over. Then we close the door. That's
the
when the real problems begin,
the
after you close the door. Yeah.
The Mishnah added words that seem to be superfluous and not necessary. The Mishnah could have made a general rule. Esh lefei amita, p'turim. Esh achrei amita, chayavim. It didn't say that. There's obviously some basis for this Torah, which is different than the Ma'om de Bashura. There's no such thing as
I don't know. Yechiel, I'm not sure where you're going with this. What I'm trying to do, as I try to do all the time, is within the parameters of what we've established. Let's start with Tosis again. Tosis says that what? That in our Mishnah, we're dealing with a unique halach. We're not dealing with Osik B'mitzvah Potemitzvah. His proof text is Yerushalmi. L'mantizkar, etc. Yom Shat Osik B'chaim, V'lo Yom Shat Osik B'mesim. Okay? We suggested what we call the unity theory, without fragmenting the Mishnah, that when we get to the case of Nosei HaMita, we once again will apply the principle of this unique Ptur of the Yerushalmi. Not so in the case of Menachemim, the Om de Beshura. So I don't know if we have to leave the confines of what we've presented until now in order to answer this question. Let me explain. Why is it that in the case of Nosei HaMita, we're going to tell you that he has the status of being Patur Nevitz, even though he hasn't yet gotten up to the head of the line? Because we're not dealing with Osik B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah. If we were dealing with Osik B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah, Nochinami, he's not Osik B'mitzvah. The Teretz is the Yerushalmi. What Vashtet Yerushalmi? Again, it's not going to help us for Rashi, but let's go step by step. According to Tosis, it's very Gishmak. Because Tosis is going to say that this Mishnah, up until the last line of Om Debeshur, which is Nichum Avelim, is not talking, it's not addressing Osik B'mitzvah, Potur B'mitzvah. Your limitation, you are so parochial, thinking, wait a minute, is he involved in mitzvah? Is he not involved in mitzvah? That's irrelevant. We're talking about the Yom. It's a Chal Shem of the Yom. I don't mean that seriously. But today you're involved in a mess. If you're involved in a mess, then you're part of a mitzvah. It's not the Mishnah now is very beautiful. The Mishnah says that whereas in Nosei HaMita, anticipation of your opportunity to carry the dead is considered Osek B'Mesim, and therefore the Ptur of the Yerushalmi kicks in. In the case of Nicham Avelim, that's nothing more than a classical mitzvah.
So just so I understand it better, because I think there's a distinction to what I understand.
Okay,
which,
maybe.
Which clearly I thought when I was wrong. But according to the Rav, everybody that's Nei Hamita is Pastor Pedrinho.
Anyone who's Lifnei HaMita anticipates when he gets to the head of the line, he's going to be carrying the dead. Carrying the coffin.
I didn't understand that.
There's a fancy word in English for a coffin. What is it, a bier or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I'm probably not pronouncing it. B-I-E something or other.
I didn't understand that to mean what the Mishnah means. That's the difference. I didn't understand that everybody Lifnei HaMita is Pater. Because he anticipates carrying. I didn't understand that. I think that's not what the Mishnah is saying. So that's why I don't have a parallel to Nicham Avin.
Again,
I'm just saying everybody in the outside line is going to get his chance, so therefore, why is he bothered?
Right.
Just like everybody
the Mishnah in Chitzonim doesn't talk about Tzarchlem and Ain Tzarchlem. Those categories only apply to Nosei HaMita.
That's why I'm saying that the parallel you're saying is just like everybody outside the Shura is waiting for his turn, therefore, should be bothered. Just like everybody for HaMita is waiting for his turn, and he is bothered. And I'm saying everybody.
Wait, you lost me at the very beginning. What do you mean outside the Shura, Yechiel?
The Chitzonim. The
Chitzonim are not outside the Shura, they're in the Shura.
They're in the Chitzonim, and it's not their turn yet. We
correct. Okay. Okay. Don't say outside the Shura. Everyone's in the Shura.
Right. They're not yet there. They're waiting for their turn. Therefore, right. Why should they also not be fucked? They're just like the people of Fehmita.
Correct.
I'm saying that the people of Fehmita are not all putter in Kriya Shema. That's why it's not parallel anymore. Only those who are Tzorach like a putter. But there are people that are called Lifnei HaMita that are Ein Tzorach. What can I do?
No, but I'm asking. My question was, we're going to go over this 50 million times. Tzorach Bahem in Nosei HaMita means that now we anticipate their involvement in the mitzvah and therefore we apply osik b'mitzvah patur in a mitzvah. And I said, if that be the case, why not apply to the chitzonim? And the answer is because in the case of nosi amitim, we're not operating within the framework of osik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah. Had we been operating within the framework of osik mitzvah, we'd have an absolute stira that's irreconcilable. The answer is we're dealing with a concept of yom shemes with the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi, as we pointed out, really goes very far and expands it even to a situation where right now he's not at all involved in this mitzvah, but it's a yom. Oh, but now, wait just one second, but now we have to ask about the Misha, what's the case over here? Le'achore Amita. Now we have to get to the case of Le'achore Amita. You see, we always have to go back and forth. Because Rashi says Le'achore Amita. What's Le'achore Amita? Af. Okay, I'm going to rewrite the Rashi, but just for pedagogic reasons. Af al gav de'achitzonim nami tzorech bahem, even though we need them too, nevertheless chayovim. Now, had Rashi stopped here, I would be in deep, deep trouble. Why? Because what are you telling me? You're telling me that even the Achore Amita is also Tzarech Bohem. No, if even the Achore Amita is Tzarech Bohem, so then you just finished establishing that there's this new halacha that involves a ptur, that extends a ptur, as long as you're anticipating your involvement in the mitzvah. No, if that be the case, then Achore Amita should likewise be potur. So Rashi doesn't stop here. Rashi says, "Hoyel shekvar yatsu yedei chovasim min ames." The circle goes around and around. There's a rotation. So there are those who are anticipating their first chance, their first opportunity to be nosei ames, and there are those who want to get a second round. The chitzon, excuse me, I keep calling it chitzon. What I mean is the achore amita, those who are waiting for a second chance to do the mitzvah. So what? What's wrong with doing a mitzvah twice? And this, I believe, is what bothers Tosis's mind. Tosis, Divra Maskel Hachi Garis, says, V'tema, Halosh Lefarsh, Maikom Afiu Tzricho Lehem, V'heim Loa Yenosin Klalas Ames. According to Rashi, it would seem to be that there's no distinction between Tzricho Lehem and Eino Tzricho Lehem, because Rashi seems to assume that Yesh Bahem Tzorech Bahem. So the difference between the Lifnei Amit and the Achore Amit is not a difference between Tzorech Bahem and Ein Tzorech Bahem. They're all Tzorech Bahem. And Rashi says the only difference is because one had already fulfilled his mitzvah on the first round and the other did not. Is the Rabosai. You see from this an unbelievable conclusion that Nosei Amita is not your classical case of Osek B'mitzvah Potem in a mitzvah, and we prove it in two ways. First of all, why should anticipating the mitzvah engender a ptur, kick off a ptur of Osek Mitzvah Potem, so you're not now involved in Molechus HaMitzvah? And Rashi doesn't have the luxury of quoting the Yerushalmi. And number two, if Rashi assumes for some odd reason that Osek B'mitzvah Potem Mitzvah should be expanded in this case to someone who's waiting for his opportunity, then why not apply that even to someone who's waiting for a second opportunity? But rather, Rashi's dealing with a different concept in Torah. And that's a question of... You want to say something else? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say that...
Oh, I didn't realize Rashi's how late we are. I'm sorry, I apologize. I got so involved in this sugya. Yeah.
What Rashi is saying is that Osi B'mitzvah, Patur Mitzvah is the basic tour.
Yeah.
But Torah expands Osi B'mitzvah to include anticipating doing it. Because you're right. Torah in it makes you as if you're Osik B'mitzvah. Once you've already done
right.
it,
but that doesn't apply. That doesn't apply A in the case of Menachemim in the Shura, and B it doesn't apply to case of someone who's already had one opportunity.
No, Menachemim does. It does.
No, but I'm just saying, in the case of the Chitzonim in the Shura, there we say he's Chayv B'mitzvah. Why not say he's Torah B'mitzvah? He's anticipating his opportunity. And furthermore, in the case of Nosei HaSames, he should be Torah because he's anticipating his second round. Why is he less Torah? No,
it's less Torah because
he's
already done.
Okay, obviously, Alan, I'm not going to be happy with that.
You have agenda. You want to say something, so I want to let you say.
I want to say a few things, but the only trouble is that I have to ask you for Mechila because... Yeah. Okay. Anybody has to leave. I really apologize. I want to suggest two possible answers to this question. One answer is, let's go back to Shura and compare Shura to Nesias HaMes. In both cases, there's Osek B'mitzvah Potem in a mitzvah. But there's a fundamental difference. What is the nature of the mitzvah? In the case of Shura, the Machayev in the mitzvah is my personal relationship with the Avel and my obligation to cheer him up, so to speak, to console him. Not so in the case of Nesias HaMes. In the case of Nesias HaMes, basically the mess has to be buried. And that obligates everyone. However, there's a difference between a person who has had his opportunity to participate in the burial of the dead, and he who has not yet has his opportunity. In the first case, he's chayav in the mitzvah. And even though he's waiting for his opportunity, but the answer is he's online. And that means that we are anticipating that at any possible moment, he may have to step up to the plate, if you pardon the Americanism here, and take his responsibility and implement it with the task of carrying the dead. Although it would seem that there are others who are waiting and online before him, but you know what? Everybody's obligated. There's no one is singled out. In the case of Shura, the person who steps forward to be Menachem Le'Avel, he is obligated to the mitzvah to the exclusion of everyone else. No one's obligated. When do I become obligated? The whole chiyuv emerges with the moment that I get to the head of the line. I'm looking face to face into the eyes of the Avel. That's when I have a chiyuv of Nichum Avelim. Not so in the case of Nesias HaMes. The Nesias HaMes obligates the entire tzibur, the entire group. I don't mean tzibur literally. I'm not talking about a davar shem kedusha here. But the entire group is obligated to guarantee that the mess be buried. The mess is machayev. The kvuras HaMes is machayev everyone. And if that be the case, then even though right now, at this particular moment, you haven't gotten your opportunity, we don't know exactly when that's going to come about. At any moment, you have to step up. Masha'ein Kane, if you've already fulfilled your obligation, that's a different story. You want to go beyond the letter of the law and be Mekayim the mitzvah, on an optionally? Well, you know what? We may need you. Stick around. But up until the point we stick around, you're not included in the mitzvah at all. You've already fulfilled that mitzvah. But Rabos, I think I could say it even better. What Rashi is saying over here is that the case of Nesias HaMes, please listen, is not a case of Osek B'mitzvah Potter B'mitzvah. Because Rashi knows very well that if it was a case of Osek B'mitzvah Potter B'mitzvah, why is it different than the case of the Chitzonim in the Shura? Rashi holds something else. Rashi holds that what we're dealing with is what I call Kedima B'mitzvahs. What do I mean by Kedima B'mitzvahs? On the one hand, this man is anticipating his opportunity to stand up to the front, get to the front of the line and carry the coffin. On the other hand, he's obligated in the midst of what? Of creature. Now we have to make a judgment. Which mitzvah comes first? So here, we're going to make the judgment that Kvuras HaMes and anything involved is more significant than any other mitzvah. And therefore it takes precedence and it has a din of kedima. It gets the status of kedima. Says Rashi, Bamedvar Mamurim, when is there a halach of kedima? That's if you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah yet. If you've yet to fulfill the mitzvah, then you have a full-fledged obligation of Kvuras HaMes. That obligation requires you to put all your energy into the mitzvah because that mitzvah of Kvura gets kedima. And from the moment that there's a line waiting for Nesias HaMes, Nesias HaMit, I should say, everyone waiting for his opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah is obligated in that mitzvah. And the obligation of that mitzvah puts that mitzvah on the top priority. midine kedima. Say no chinami. If you would ask me if the din of osik b'mitzvah part of this would apply, the answer is no. I'm not involved in the nesias hamita. I'm not carrying the mita. Yenem is carrying the mita, not me. But if you're involved in what I call the chovas hamitzvah and the dine kedima, in other words, now you have to prioritize which mitzvah comes first. Here, the Mishnah establishes that with regard to your chiyuv, if you've never fulfilled that chiyuv of kvura completely trumps and prioritizes itself above the mitzvah of kriyat shema, for that matter, all the mitzvahs at Torah. But after you've already fulfilled your mitzvah one time around, now the din of kedima changes. I can no longer say that I'm obligated in this mitzvah, and therefore this mitzvah somehow trumps and overrides the mitzvah of kriyat shema. No, I have to recite kriyat shema in order to fulfill the mitzvah. The Rambam, and with this we'll conclude, says the following: Hilchas kriyat shema perek dalet halacha dalet kol sheyesh mita tzarech b'hem could go no say amita v'chilufeim bein shayu lifnei amita. The Rambam says there's only one clause, there's only one condition that has to be met in order to implement the ptur, and that is, do we need you or do we not need you? And if yesh lemita tzarech b'hem, we need you, I couldn't care less whether you've already fulfilled your mitzvah or you haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah. If nei amita l'achori amitzvah hamita, you are patur. And that's what Tosis says is a different girsa than Rashi's girsa. L'kach nirek girsa sasfarm shel lifnei amita shlach amita, they're both patur. If it's mita tzrichlem pturim, ain't tzrichlem ainam is chayovim. Meaning that the whole din of kedima, says the Rambam, applies whether you have fulfilled your mitzvah or you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah. Even if you fulfilled it on one round, the first opportunity you got, nevertheless, we still need you. And if we still need you, you still are obligated to the mitzvah. And that mitzvah of kfura gets kedima over the mitzvah of kriyat shema and all the mitzvahs. So there's no difference between the person who was already carried the mita and the person who hasn't yet carried the mita. The Rambam holds in any event, since we need you to carry the mita, you're included in this mitzvah, and we kick in the law of kedima. Rashi, on the other hand, understands that the law of kedima only gives precedence to kvura because you're absolutely obligated in this mitzvah. The fact that you're tzricha the mitzvah, once you've already fulfilled your obligation, it's true, we have a demand for you, and we want to invite you and implore you to take another round, but that's not my personal chiyuv. I've already fulfilled my personal chiyuv on the first round. Therefore, Rashi holds. There's no din of okay then, Rabosai. The only thing we didn't discuss today, and I had on the agenda, but that's for another day, is the difference between kriyat shema and tefillah. That's the last source on your page, where the Rambam holds that even though ein amita tzricha lehem, you're still putter from tefillah.
So